Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as are many people here. Sue is off, was off this morning for the news and will not be back tomorrow because she's going through the same thing that Liam went through yesterday.
Well, I don't,
what is it? Am I the only one?
I guess.
That doesn't,
you're just immune.
That doesn't drop?
I guess so.
You know, all you generation less than less than whatever mine is. What is mine? The baby boomers.
Are you a boomer?
I'm a boomer, man.
Or are you are you silent generation?
The what?
Silent.
No. I'm a boomer. And all you Z's and everything else. I mean, you're all dropping like flies around here.
We're just less than.
No, not less than. You just haven't had as much time to build up immunity. So, good morning, everybody. It is the 28th of December, 7:06 in the morning. The news brought to you by, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your healthier choice, but I tell you what, anything happens to me, I'm heading to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, Liam, what's weather look like?
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now. We're going to have a foggy, rainy week. Today we're going to have a high of 52, and throughout the rest of the week we're going to be in the mid to high 50s. We're going to see lows in the high 30s, low 40s. We have a dense fog advisory right now. There's a 30% chance of rain today, with the chances of rain for the rest of the week being 90 and 100%. So.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No, we need the rain, and we need the rain for a variety of things, mainly so that we can have water in the acid canal this year.
I heard that Shasta Dam raised 12 feet, I think.
No.
Compared to, like, or is 12 feet higher compared to where we were last year.
That could be. It went up 0.60 feet yesterday, just in one day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when I first looked at it, I thought it had gone up 10 feet, and I went, wow, that seems like an awful. I don't think we've had that much rain.
And no.
Then, but I was looking at the statistic wrong. No, it's good. It's good. Hey, by the way, the weather's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. They are based in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They treat their customers like warm friends. They do a lot for their customers, and just part of it is having discounts for seniors and veterans, but they've got other deals down there for people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Where do we start? Today, the McConnell Foundation is going to be on it at 8 o'clock. And so we're kind of like, I think, open line, but, you know, people drop by. In fact, if you're not doing anything, you want to be on the radio, just drop by today. And we'll get you on. You've got to have, no, you don't even have to do that. No, just come on in. Come on with an opinion. No hatred, no personal attacks on anybody. Just let's talk. Okay. Have you been reading about this guy, out of New York? He's a newly elected congressman by the name of George Santos.
I have heard all about it. The guy who, like, lied about his entire...
Oh, he lied about his education,
yeah,
his work history, and it appears that people thought he was Jewish. And he said, no, I didn't say Jewish, I said Jew-ish. Okay, and I thought about that for a second, and I thought... Well, that's kind of funny, really. He didn't. No, I didn't say I was Jewish. I said I was Jew-ish. I was, you know, I support Jews and Israel and all that. But I thought, dude, now the fact that he's a Republican has nothing to do with the fact that he's a jerk. Okay, because we have other jerks in life, and there's an article that says, you know, how many people really. Lie about their resumes. People who have four-year degrees typically earn more than their counterparts who have attended only high school. Many white-collar jobs require a bachelor's degree, But earning a degree can be time-consuming and expensive process, one that many Americans question the value of if they've got a job doing other things that they love and it makes them money. Only about 2 in 5 Americans over the age of 25 have a degree, which is interesting when you see that they want you, Liam, to pay for other people's
education.
Yeah, school loans. He said that he had claimed to earn degrees from Baruch College and New York University, but school officials told the New York Times they had no record of Santos graduating. The lawmaker later told the New York Post he hadn't earned any degrees at all. Okay. So, how many others have in high-profile jobs? Scott Thompson resigned from his post as CEO of Yahoo when it was revealed he hadn't earned a degree in computer science, despite saying he had on his resume. And the former vice president of communications at Walmart was ousted in 2014 after being with the company for nearly a decade for saying he earned a degree. He had not. And it just goes through all these people that that they had misrepresented degrees they had earned. And of course, one of the biggest, of course, even though that she did earn degrees, was Elizabeth Warren, who said that she was Native American and used that to get into these colleges and universities, and was actually, you know, supported because of that, only to find out that she's not Native American at all. You have more Native American in you probably,
I probably do,
than she does.
I think so, maybe like her grandma told her that she was Native American growing up.
Well, you know what? My mom
told us
that we had Native American in us. And my sister did the old research, DNA mm-hmm. research. She goes, we have no Native American in us. And I said, well, honey, you don't, because you were adopted. And, you know, I told her this when she was like 68. Mm-hmm. And she refused to believe that. She thought I was, you know, I was kidding. She wasn't adopted.
I've always wanted to do one of those DNA things.
Well, here's the thing about it. When we know people have done DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten some real surprises.
Oh, I'm sure.
Coming out, you know, thinking that they were from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're from Morocco, but you got Irish in you.
Crazy.
And it's kind of like, Irish? And they're from Morocco?
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting. And, you know, so you got to ask yourselves, you know, what's the percentage of, you know, mistakes?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's interesting. I never did ask her. She did say Scotch-Irish, which... coming out of England and those areas, you know, the that part of Europe, you would expect that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. All right, let's take a quick break here. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. Supreme Court acted on Title 42 or whatever that is. And I want to talk about the Idaho murders for a little bit, things that have happened. So, and then the huge, huge destruction of travel over the holidays, and which air company is really taking some heat over this. But this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is our, that's right, Redding's premier dish retailer right here in our town. Doug Tooley's been in the business for over 30 years supplying dish. He has great deals, better than you're ever going to get at the 1-800 number. And why would you call an 800 number when you can call a local business that gives you great service? Yeah, that's B&T Satellite. Call them at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local retailer. It's a better-known business, and he just does a great job. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Just Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air. And we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years. And the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Wake up, wake up. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey. Today, today's the 28th of December. Gosh, we're almost there. 2023. 2023, by the way, everybody, is going to be a great year. This is on January 1st, is your opportunity as an individual to change your life. And how can you do that without doing anything else, without gaining money, any of that? How can you do that? By letting 2022 go. And all those things that perturbed you, let it go. Really, 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 really try to start off on a fresh piece of paper. Think of snow out there. No tracks. Nothing. It's just out there. And you can make your trail the way you want it without carrying all the burdens from 2022. I really believe that. I believe we can truly change our lives. Let go of those angers and let go of those petty differences. Reach out to your family. Become the big one. Become the one that people want to be. We've got it all in us. It's if we want to do that. So, okay. There's my philosophy for 2023. Lynn and I've already talked about it. We are starting off on a fresh snow out there.
Yeah.
And we are going to, we're going to do things and spend time on things that are important instead of just dashing from spot to spot. Actually have a plan. And, you know, that will allow us to do things, allow us to spend time with loved ones, allow us to do some of the things we wanted to do that we haven't done. So there. Now, it's like any great operations plan. It lasts until the first bullet goes downrange, and then we'll see what happens. You know, I'll be here one day going, ah, rah, rah, rah. Anyway, okay. TikTok. You're a TikTok guy.
I am.
And they have, like, what do they have? Content people and influencers and all that kind of stuff,
all,
right?
All the things.
Okay. Well, there's this college professor in Moscow, Idaho, whom this TikTok super, you know, cyber sleuth has now accused of having something to do with the murders of those four students. And saying that, and it's a woman.
Yeah,
that she was involved with them. She knew them. She was having a love affair with one of them, and go on and on. The police in Moscow, Idaho, said they don't believe a local university professor was involved in the murders of the four students. And the educator now has sued the cyber sleuth for accusing her of being linked to this crime. It's been 44 days since those four kids were killed. And the cyber sleuth has somehow linked the female associate professor and chair of the history department to this. And they're withholding her name. You know, that's fine. I wouldn't say her name anyway. So she is suing the TikTok person for defamation. And the she said that this woman has said that she's been accused of being involved. She cited in the lawsuit several videos posted to TikTok in which the woman tried to link her to the crime. And so they're trying. The only thing they wanted to do, they sent out two cease and desist, and she's just ignoring it.
That's
so now
crazy.
They're suing. Now they're suing, as they should. Now, what's happening though? It's becoming people that look at TikTok and believe everything they see on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now it's becoming a safety issue for the professor. And it also undermines law enforcement efforts. And the TikTok creator in another TikTok video says, I'm not stopping. Now I have information about what she's saying her alibi is. I'm going to dig deep into that too. Anyway, she then released a different video where she says, I have physical evidence against the professor. You know, this is just, this is crazy. This is crazy. Why would she do it? Is it, I mean, okay, so you sue her to make her stop, but then for defamation of character. So you sue her for, you know, I don't know, $1 million. Well, this person doesn't have $1 million. It's just they're doing this for fame.
People just want to be in the limelight. And they're willing to do anything.
You're right. And, Nick, here you are.
Maybe Joe Biden's going to pay it off for him. Hey, listen, I got to wondering about – I wanted to compliment Matt, too. He had a wonderful Christmas Day show on Liberty Unabashed. I wanted to talk about Title 42, Carl. Do you know when that was instigated, when it was created?
That was under Trump.
No, it was created July 1st, 1944. It was just enforced under Trump. Now listen to this. Whenever the Surgeon General determines that by reason of existence, any communicable disease in a foreign country, there is a serious danger of introduction of such a disease into the United States, and that danger is so increased by the introduction of persons or property from such country that a suspension of the right to introduce such persons and property is required in the interest of public health. I found that really interesting because everybody seems to think that, Trump came up with Title 42 as to way as a way to keep these poor people out, and that's not the case.
Well, you know what? I didn't know that it when did it start?
No, I'm reading online right now. It was instituted in March of 2020.
Oh no! It was created in July of 1944.
It was instituted. He used it, but find out when it started. I see no reason to think.
I've got it sitting right here in front of
me. Well, I'm sure you do, Nick. That's why I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Thank you, Carl.
You know what, Nick? You are right.
Okay,
it was established in July of 1944, but I don't know if it had been instituted, or it was first enacted in 2020.
No, but what you're saying, I understand totally. Now, what the Supreme Court just did is they said, no, you can't end Title 42. Not yet. And right now, the hundreds of thousands of illegals that are trying to come across the border, part of holding them back is 42, because when they come across, we can turn around and just send them right back under 42. And if they end 42... And Biden somehow said, well, is there a way that we can end 42 but yet keep the restrictions there? Well, obviously so many people are dying from COVID. So many people still are getting COVID, and now you're getting these other respiratory diseases coming in. There's no reason not to keep that for a long time.
There's no reason to ever take it off the books. It's there to protect us from...
Oh, no, it'll never come off the books. They're just trying to... because it was instituted or instated in under Trump, they're trying to do away with it and say no, we don't need it anymore. Yet, we do.
Absolutely right, and I thought it was important that people know what it is because everybody assumed it was something Trump made up just to keep them.
No, you know, I knew that. I knew when it was instated. But I did not know it started in 1944, but it just makes sense. You've got a way then to protect the border, keep people from coming across. If, I'm surprised they didn't do it earlier when they had the Spanish flu and other outbreaks like that.
Well, it'd be interesting to find out why they even came up with that. But I've got to go
so
to work.
Wait a minute. So what did you think about Governor Abbott sending people up to... Kamala's house.
And she didn't even have the heart to bring him in. I think it was a 15 degrees below zero.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe she sent him out hot cocoa or something. Well, I thought it was a great move.
Well, Joe Biden is down in, where's he at? He's down in the Bahamas.
Yeah, someplace down there. He's probably looking for the treasure that guy from FTX buried out there.
$350 billion is missing or something like that.
Comedy.
I'm going to keep going like this, and I'm just going to keep ramping it up until January 1st. I'm going to become a kinder, gentler person.
Not me. I'm getting harder and harder.
I know. You're like an old cop, buddy. All right. Thanks a lot. Go to work.
Have a great day.
You bet. So, I welcome the Supreme Court's decision to maintain Title 42, but the status quo is unsustainable. We need a long-term solution to our border crisis. Everybody believes that. Liam, what's your opinion on the border?
So we have a system in place where it actually makes it easier to come into the country illegally than legally. Immigration system is broken.
It is broken.
And immigration, when done right, is a good thing, and when it's done wrong, it's a bad thing. It can be economically beneficial, and it can be economically detrimental. And we're just not seeing it done well right now.
We have had both parties. Mm-hmm. We can lay this on both parties. Easily can lay this on both parties.
Yeah.
Both parties have been in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had the president and the Congress.
Yeah.
Not one thing have they done.
Nope.
Not one thing. The DREAM Act was not an act. It was a presidential
declaration.
Declaration. And And yet they, you know, there's so many things. I have had really close friends. English. Mm-hmm. They were English. He had every clearance you can possibly imagine. He was in the military. He worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
Had all the clearances. He then worked. He was British Navy. And he worked for us in the Marine Corps at the warfighting lab. And then he went to work for the Navy in their postgraduate school, right?
Yeah.
So I got him a job here in the United States. They loved the United States. They wanted to immigrate, you know, legally.
Yeah.
They were over here for 3 years and had to go back to England, get their visas and everything redone, and come back again. They couldn't get it done in 3 years. Now, these were people, nothing on the books about them. They were all law-abiding citizens. He worked for our government with top-secret clearances, and they couldn't get him through.
It's crazy.
It is absolute. And so if he had come across the border illegally, I could have sponsored him.
Yep.
I mean, that's all I had to do.
Yeah.
And he would have been able to stay here without going through all that.
No, I have.
The whole thing is, I'm incredulous every time that I think about this.
Mm-hmm. I have two friends that are first-generation Americans. And so my friend's Filipino, and, like, his grandparents immigrated here in the 40s with, like, no money. And, and they made a life for themselves. But, I mean, they still have a bunch of family in the Philippines that can't get in. And same with my friend Jonathan. He still has family in Mexico that can't get in after, like, 20 years.
Legally.
Legally.
They could come across the border.
And it makes, and for them, it's like, well, I mean, do we do it illegally? I mean, they haven't, but it, I mean.
They haven't, though.
People are incentivized to come across illegally because it's so hard to get in legally.
Again, the word incredulous falls from my lips because of the absolute. Here's Doug LaMoffa, hardcore conservative, supporting an act that brings in workers. Hey. Duh, they need workers.
Yeah,
and but there's programs that people could come in and be workers and stay here for 6 or 7 months, make their money, be taken care of by the people. You want to work? You want them to work in your orchards, your rice fields, your cabbage fields? Fine. You provide housing. You provide low cost food.
Yeah,
and you let them send all their money home. And then at the end of the season, you provide a ticket home. There you go. And we used to have that. We did, and the Brooke Carrolls.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to take a break. Hey, Cornerstone Community Bank, that's our bank. Why? Because they are a good bank. It's local. I like it when you walk in. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. They know who you are. They can call you by your name. They do not offer a frothy beer, though, or an IPA. They just offer great service. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We'll learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit windriver.com and find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. On the breaks, I think of things. And then I go in there and just lay them all over Liam. And he doesn't, you know, he's like, he's trapped. First of all, he's trapped in the studio. There's no way out. And I'm standing in the door going off. But hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody does better at repairing windshields than Jeff Worst. He's been doing it for a couple of decades. Nobody knows more about it than him. Whether it's a small chip or a large crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. And the thing about, those chips in your windshield, sometimes they're deeper than you think. And then when it gets cold outside, as it has been, maybe it gets water on it, as they do, it can crack. That little chip can turn into a large crack. Why don't you go down for a free inspection and analysis at Crackmaster at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Have him look at that windshield, your car, truck, RV. Yeah, RVs too. All of this is at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Okay, so I just went off on the fact that we're mammals. Okay, if we're mammals, how does a mammal have a baby? A male mammal impregnates a female mammal. Now, you can do it via direct action.
Carl gave me the birds and the bees over the break.
Okay. You can do it through direct action. You can do it through direct action, or you can do it through artificial insemination,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's still a male impregnating a female.
Yes.
How many mammal species are there on the earth?
I can figure it out.
I don't know. There's hundreds. Thousands. Thousands. Why is it that only humans somehow now have 42 sexes? Why is that? Have you ever heard of a transgender horse? A transgender walrus? A transgender what? What? I mean, dog? No, you don't. Yet we're teaching there's more than two sexes in school. My granddaughter sits there and she goes, oh, they're saying there's 42 different, you know, sexes here. And because that's what they're teaching her. She's not going to argue it. I said, well, how many are there? She goes, two. I mean, she's pretty bright.
I just found an article that says polygamous space horses considering equinoid sexuality. It's about transgender horses.
A what?
About transgender horses.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I don't think it's... I don't know.
Transgender horses.
This is insane.
So you're saying... Well, first of
all, I think what they're saying is like a horse wearing lipstick and, you know, like a cute little hat and some boots.
I've got a mare. she seems pretty buff at times, you know. I don't think she's transitioning into a stallion. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know. I mean, I'm just damn near positive. She's not, you know, she gets buff, you know, when she gets buff and she's kind of, you know, being big, gets big and trots and...
Yeah.
Canters and crashes through brush and into rivers and crosses. She's not trying to transition into a male horse. I know there's people out there going, what are you talking about? You know, well, I heard something the other day when he said, well, if this is the case, why isn't there a transgender walrus? And it just broke me. It just broke me up. Okay. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, he's made clear to the Southwest executives that the agency will hold the airline accountable for making things right with their customers' employees. Why is he saying that? I'm looking at this thing. It's from out of Los Angeles, and every flight, Phoenix to St. Louis, and every place in between it was canceled. Now, for some reason, Southwest has lost the bubble. And let me see here. They canceled, okay, Wednesday, that's today. They've canceled 2,500 flights today. And you add that on to the 2,500 that have already been canceled, compared to just 32 from Spirit Airlines and 24 from JetBlue. Well, you can't really compare JetBlue and Spirit with Southwest. I mean, they canceled, you know, that's one of those things that, because they've canceled 24 flights. See, Southwest is flying thousands of flights, right? And well, they're canceling thousands of flights. 32 from Spirit Airlines, and you've only got 40 planes. I mean, that may be a higher percentage. So, okay. So I don't want to go into that. So their 2-day cancellation is nearly 5,000 flights. And Southwest CEO Bob Jordan said, we are making headway and optimistic to get back on track before next week. They're having to move people around. There's pictures in airports of piles of luggage, just piles of luggage there.
Well, Leah just went to Georgia and she flew Southwest.
Oh yeah.
And
did she have a problem?
So she was supposed to lay over in Las Vegas and just go straight to Georgia, like the state, not the country.
Right.
But her first flight was delayed for like 3 hours and canceled.
Yeah.
And then they took her to San Diego, and then her flight that was supposed to connect was canceled and delayed. So then they went to Denver, and then it was canceled and delayed again. And they went to Vegas, and it was canceled and delayed again. And they finally made it to Georgia.
How many hours?
14 hours after they were supposed to at like 4 a.m. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not laughing because that's tough on people, but, you know, imagine just trying to keep all of these flights, you know, everything has to work right.
It does.
All your people have to show up. All your people, mm-hmm. you know, the pilots have got to be there sober. Your flight crew has to show up because they have to have certain numbers.
Yeah.
And then... It only takes one to start having a domino effect.
Yeah.
But imagine if you're having 500 of these where the pilots can't get to the airport because of the snow.
Well, we don't even have enough pilots, you know.
No, we don't
have
that. So. Yeah. Dolores, what think to you?
Thank you. Oh, thanks for taking my call, Carl. I was listening to you yesterday. You mentioned something about, you know, donating, you know, a car or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just want to respond to that in case of anybody out there, any of your listeners you know, having any, you know, hard times and financially, there's actually, a California Department of Consumer Affairs. It's called Consumer Assistance Program Application. Receive up to $1,500 to retire your vehicle. There's two options. You can retire it or repair assistance. They give you money. And I've seen this done in front of me. A friend of mine did it.
Oh.
So in case anybody's having a hard time and they have an extra car, it's not running, as long as you have the registration, the pink slip, there's, you know, you could take it in, cash it in, up to $1,500.
Well, wow.
So,
you know, $1,500 was probably the total cost of my first three cars. So, anyway. Okay, thanks, Dolores.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, there you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, Linda scored at Christmas. They have such a great selection of jewelry. How could I say no? And they have 20% off their prices because it's their anniversary sale. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:34. Start the new year off with a bauble or a piece of jewelry for your loved one. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Ask to see the old pawn. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Life should divine freedom.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halotherapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Starting to wake up. Coffee's really impacting here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in so many areas. The only hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They do the TAVR valve replacements. They do so many things. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's becoming a teaching hospital. They're bringing in the first group of 8 residents here this year. And it's going to go on year after year after year for a 3-year program. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. All right. Have you heard about the Supreme Court case, Liam, about the state of Colorado going after this web designer? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have.
See, there's two types of people in politics. One who want to control everything you think and read and do. And the other kind who just say, leave the people alone. Mm-hmm. Let's do things to protect the country. Let's make infrastructure. Let's make a good border. Let's build up the military. That's what the government's supposed to do. Yeah. They are not supposed to be in every aspect of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I make a decision that's right for me and what I believe, I should not be forced into doing something that I am just diametrically opposed to.
Yeah.
Well, this lady, and if y'all have not heard about it, you've probably read a little bit about it. But what it comes down to is this. This creative website designer by the name of Lori Smith, and she has something called 303 Creative, and she's a web designer.
Mm-hmm.
She's helped. She's created websites for children with disabilities, overseas missions, animal shelters, veterans, and you could go on and on and on. She's also created websites dedicated to marriage, but she did not want to create a website for a same-sex couple. It is totally against her religion and her personal beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think that the people that she said no to would just say, well, fine, you've lost a customer. We're going to tell all of our friends. We're going to go to another web designer that does want our business.
Yeah.
And we're telling our friends we're going to give you nasty Yelp reviews, all those things.
Yeah.
But no. State of Colorado said, oh, no. If you are refusing to do something you're diametrically, religiously opposed to, we're going to put you out of business. For refusing services based on sexual orientation. Well, this is going up to the Supreme Court. Now, Colorado's done that before.
Yeah.
On a cake designer.
I remember that.
Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Lost. And yet Colorado is still doing it. Why can't they just leave her alone? They could, but when you want to control what other people do, think, and believe, leaving people alone isn't an option anymore. Now think about all these things that you have to accept because the government says you have to accept it. Well, this is why people are immigrating to our country for a sense of freedom that they don't have in their own countries, right?
Yeah.
And we just talk about it. And my heart goes out to people who have no future in these other countries. But my heart also goes back to our country, who says we can take so many immigrants, we can't keep taking hundreds of thousands a year illegally and still keep bringing in the ones legally. For the first time, people were born outside the countries. Populations have risen in every state in our nation. Every state. So, you know, it makes you want to start thinking a little bit there. But again, we go back to the government imposing its will on individuals who have heartfelt, have true feelings about not doing something based on their personal beliefs. And they tried to tie it into, well, refusing service to blacks. No, it's not. Not at all. It's apples and oranges. It's not that. There's all types of laws. But if there is no religion that's out there that says it's okay to discriminate against other people because of their color. I'm just, you know, frankly, my friends, I am tired of having the government tell me everything. And every year, the state of California puts like another 2,500 laws out there.
Yeah.
How much water you can take from your well. I mean, that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
You can't smoke a menthol cigarette because, you know, a kid may smoke it sometime. So what? That's up to the parents. It's not up to me.
Yeah.
Why should I stop smoking menthol cigarettes? And I don't smoke menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes. But why should I be unable to? Why should I have restrictions put on how much ammo I can buy or all the jumps I have to go through to buy a box of Target ammo? Because somebody somewhere may do sometime something.
Yeah.
We're becoming a nanny state to the fullest. I mean, to the fullest, where we don't want anybody being hurt. We don't want anybody being cold. We don't want anybody not having an education that we are telling you what kind of education you can have, by the way. We want to have males go into females' dressing rooms, and that's okay, and girls into male, or, you know, females going into males' dressing rooms because that's the way they feel. I mean, this whole thing, it's gone crazy the last 2 years. I mean, it was crazy enough before, but in the last 2 years, it's really gone over the top. Okay. I'm okay now, but it thoroughly bothers me that more people, and I you feel the same way in many things that I do. I don't mean politically and all that, but you don't like being told what to do.
No.
The fact that you show up here every day is just always a surprise to me. The fact that I show up here every day is a surprise to me. Okay, enough of that. You know what? We're going to talk about what's happening downtown, and we're going to talk about all the building going on, and when are these things going to be finished when we get back from the news. But I believe that McConnell Foundation, though I have not seen them yet, are supposed to join us this morning. And we're going to talk about, because they've got their fingers into a lot of this. What else do we have here? Restaurant chains. I got like a minute here. Restaurant chains are investing heavy into technology. Chipotle is testing whether the robot can make tortilla chips in stores. Sweetgreen plans to automate salad making in at least 2 locations, and Starbucks wants its coffee making equipment to lessen the workload on baristas. They're trying to find solutions to a shrinking workforce and climbing wages. But so far, it's going to be years. It thinks that robots can do it. There's a place down in Southern California that's got a robot flipper.
Yeah.
You've read about that, right? And it supposedly, you know, and because of the way it senses that it's cooked, and so it just flips all the hamburgers.
I think it's terrifying.
Well, think about this.
We're going to kill the working class.
Well, what you're going to do? Well, no, I'll tell you what's going to kill the working class is the fact that they keep raising wages astronomically for entry-level jobs.
Yeah.
And we want it to be a paying, life-sustaining wage to flip a burger. And what that does then, it raises the cost of business tremendously. The cost of taxes is, you know, so they're looking at places. How do we get, you know, so the icons, the self-checkout at supermarkets, which I usually refuse to do unless there's a long line. All of these things are being done to save cost, and we have to run. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Ketanji Brown Jackson made an unlikely team on Tuesday by issuing a dissent against the majority's opinion to indefinitely keep Title 42 in place while the High Court considers an argument from 19 mostly Republican-led states. Those states challenged a district court's ruling last month that would vacate Title 42, which was enacted by the Trump administration in 2020 to allow officials to expel migrants on public health grounds. Gorsuch, a Trump appointee, wrote the dissent and was joined by Jackson, who President Biden nominated earlier this year. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The blizzard of 77 was Western New York's worst winter storm till now. The death toll from the latest storm has risen to at least 32, surpassing the toll of the 1977 storm. And the region continues digging out from more than 4 feet of snow that fell in some areas. Southwest Airlines has canceled more than 2,500 flights today. The budget carrier still hasn't recovered from the impact of the storm. CEO Bob Jordan says that while the airline tried to run a full schedule, planes and crews were not where they needed to be in dozens of locations.
We reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up. We're focused on safely getting all of the pieces back into position to end this rolling struggle.
The airline's problems have captured the attention of the Biden administration and Congress. There's talk of multiple investigations. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 113 points, the Nasdaq 80 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Ukraine has purchased 1,400 drones, mainly for reconnaissance, but it has plans to develop combat models that can attack the exploding drones that Russia has been using.
Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation and Vice Prime Minister Mykhailo Fedorov told the AP that technology is changing the way nations go to war. Ukraine has purchased drones like the FlyEye, a small unmanned aerial vehicle used for intelligence, battlefield surveillance, and reconnaissance. Fedorov said the next step would be to move to strike drones that, he said, would fly up to 10 kilometers and hit targets. Russian authorities have alleged several Ukrainian drone strikes on its military bases in recent weeks, with some Ukrainian drones shot down deep inside Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented new plans to further bolster his military power next year, that according to North Korean state media. News and analysis, townhall.com. There's a new judge in the Sam Bankman-Fried case.
That federal judge, known for swift decisions and a no-nonsense demeanor. The case was relegated to Judge Louis A. Kaplan after the judge originally assigned recused herself because her husband worked for a law firm that had done work related to Bankman-Fried's collapsed crypto exchange FTX. Bankman-Fried was brought to the U.S. last week from the Bahamas to face charges that he cheated investors and looted customer deposits on his FTX trading platform. He was freed to live with his parents in California until trial. John Scott reports.
Hong Kong will scrap some of its COVID-19 restrictions, including PCR testing for inbound travelers and vaccination requirements to enter certain venues. For most of the pandemic, Hong Kong has aligned itself with China's zero COVID strategy, requiring strict COVID testing and isolation for close contacts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 28th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Yeah, the fever got him yesterday.
It's okay, though.
You okay today?
I'm not feeling the greatest, but...
As long as it's not explosive diarrhea.
It hasn't been.
Oh, okay. Well, we're okay now. And if it is, I don't want to know. No, that's way too much information. It's like, tell me you got a tipped uterus, or you know, a woman tell me that. Which one did one time, a Marine? Sorry, sir, you know, I couldn't run to you because I have a tipped uterus. No, okay, thank you. No, she proceeded to tell me all about it, and I did not want to hear about a tipped uterus from a woman lieutenant. At that point in my life, I just sat there and went, boy, did I learn a lesson today. Okay.
All right.
So where are we? Oh, we're at the weather.
We're at the weather. Dense fog advisory now until 11 a.m. We are going to see rain moving forward through the rest of the week with 90 and 100% chances of rain, like back and forth. Today we have a high of 52, and we're going to be in the mid to low 50s. And we're going to have a low of 39 tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
It's rainy and fun and...
Well, it's good, though.
It is.
You know, it's winter. It's winter.
It is.
You know, we could be having 6 feet of snow. Can you imagine if we got 3 feet of snow in, here?
Oh, yeah.
In Northern California. I'm not talking Mount Shasta. I'm talking here. Anderson, Red Bluff.
Well, how much snow do we get that one time when everything
I don't
broke?
Think it was a foot. I think it was... let's just say it was a foot, but I don't think it was that much, but it was that wet snow. Look what it did. It shut down everything
for
2 days. And then afterwards, there's still trees laying out there that still need to be chopped up. Okay, hey, by the way, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that really treats their customers well. And that's what it comes down to. All the propane comes out of, like, one tank down in Alameda or someplace. And so now it comes to customer service and making sure that you have your gas on time to keep your house warm and toasty and your hot water on. Well, that's Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans. These are really, really good people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm going to continue on with this automation, and then I'm going to get into things that are happening that should be opening downtown here. This automation, going into the fast food restaurants, because of the shrinking workforce and the extra cost of hiring people, taxes, and all that, they're experimenting with a lot of these. They're not ready yet. But here's one. A lady who used to own a franchise, in fact, several franchises, told me she went back to the big meeting and they have back in the Midwest. And they had done a study on these kiosks where you go in and you order from the kiosk. Do you do those? Do you use that, or do you go up to the person?
I use the kiosk.
Okay. And this is what they found. Your generation, and maybe the one in front of you to a certain point, but especially your generation, will go to a kiosk and wait in line at the kiosk instead of walking up to a person at the, at the window.
Yeah.
And when they discovered this, and now you're seeing these kiosks everywhere. So what does that mean? Well, that maybe cuts back on three or four employees, mm-hmm. if you can only order in a kiosk. And then what happens when they get into the thing where, you know, one person is kind of running, you know, the hamburgers are cooked, they come down to an assembly line, they're flopped onto a bun,
mm-hmm.
And then they move down and they're, you know, the lettuce, tomato, whatever is put on there. And then it comes down and it's bagged and it comes right to the person. I mean, you can see that happening. So we're even with the kiosk, before we see like 25 people needed to run a restaurant 14 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
they're already down because of the kiosk and other ways. What if they could get that down to 5 people? Because they've got to do something, because fast food restaurants only make like 2%. So, you know, mm-hmm. they have to sell by volume. And with the cost of wages going up, with the cost of, with taxes going up, the cost of electricity going up, the cost of food prices going astronomical. I mean, we're still at 8.5% inflation, everybody, in case you hadn't noticed that. They've got to do something. So now you're seeing these self-checkout lines in every store or grocery store. Do you ever use those?
All the time,
yeah.
Actually.
Well, you know what? If there's a line, I walk right over there. If I've got one thing, I use it, and then the people come over to help me use it so that, you know, they're not saving anything.
Yeah.
But no, I've pretty much learned how to use them now. I did come out and say, where's my receipt? This was in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, it's over there, up and to your left. And it wasn't anywhere around, it was to my left and up at about 11 o'clock. Now, who's going to be looking there?
No.
Well, they all knew it because this is the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, automation startups have pitched themselves as a solution. They say that robots can fry burgers and assemble pizzas more consistently than overworked employees, and artificial intelligence can enable computers to take drive-through orders more accurately. Many of the industry's buzzy automation announcements this year came from Miso Robotics, which has raised $108 million as of November and has a valuation of $523 million. They invented Flippy, a robot that can be programmed to flip burgers or make chicken wings and can be rented for about $3,000 a month. And you say to yourself, $3,000 a month. How many, which is the equivalent of, gosh, I don't know, 2 workers?
Yeah.
So it's the equivalent of 2 workers. But and then the more of them they have out there. So that's 2 workers times 10 is 20 people lost their jobs. At Buffalo Wild Wings, it hasn't progressed out of the testing phase after more than a year. Miso is just one of the partners that worked out with automatic frying chicken wings. Another one offers pizza assembly equipment that automates adding sauce, cheese, and other toppings. Now, if you go into places like Charlotte's, where they make these themselves, and you get the love and all these, it comes down, you know, but each person makes that pizza different. And if you add too much to each pizza, your bottom line just goes sky high. So, you know, there's rules about how to make a pizza. But you're making 20, 25, 30 pizzas, you know, coming through. A person sometimes doesn't do all that. So it's just a matter of time before you're going to start seeing that at your local convenience store.
I can testify to the fact, though, that, like my generation is like, much as, like, we're technology.
Yeah.
People. Mm-hmm. I do know that a lot of my peers value human connection.
Well, of course.
And I don't know. I'm just curious to see what happens.
Well, you know, once the machines are in place, they're not going to go away if they're working. And if anything, they're just going to get better on these things. That you can tell a machine something. You speak into the kiosk and say, I'd like to have a Big Mac And I'd like to have the number 4 with a Diet Coke. And you put your card in, or your money. And then you go over there, and a little window opens up, and there it is. It's not going to go away. But I kind of miss, chit-chatting with the people there at McDonald's or Taco Bell, yeah, or Del Taco, or, you know, are they going to be able to do it, you know, like a barista? I mean, how hard is it to make a cappuccino? I mean, if they can build cars,
yeah,
and all types of intricate intricate types of work by a computer, it's just a matter of time. Okay, now one thing that will never be taken over by automation is Maxwell Insurance and Financial, because you need to talk to people. You need to talk to the experts in the insurance side or the financial management side of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy has been building her knowledge base since 1993 and been helping everybody, family, seniors, veterans, business owners, everybody. All of her people value that one-on-one connection they make with their clients. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have our insurance with Judy, and she is, you know, she goes over it every year with us, you know, if we want to make any changes or all that. I mean, all of her people are experts. If you want a free review of your retirement plans, your 401s, maybe your insurance, give her a call for a free evaluation at 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Borough, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Redding Chamber of Commerce. That's right. If you're not a member of the Redding Chamber of Commerce, you ought to be thinking about it. It was founded in 1910, and there's just hundreds and hundreds of businesses in this. And the whole idea is to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the greater Redding area. For more information and to join, give them a call at 530-225-4433. Now, all of these buildings, all this... when are they going to open? So, we've been told things. But the new Shasta County Courthouse. Do you know how much that cost?
I don't, but I'm sure it was a lot.
$170 million. You know, frankly, I thought it was more than that. Anyway, it started in late 2018, as we know. The six-story building sits on a two-acre lot bounded by Court, Oregon, Butte, and Yuba Streets. How could you miss it? At this point, I wish, you know, you wish you'd done things. I wish that every day when I drove by it, I had taken a picture from the day they started, just a picture, and just kept it. And then you put it in one of those things that, you know, it runs through it real quick, and you can watch it being built. Anyway, this time, a year ago, officials were looking to a summer 2022 opening. It didn't happen. So now it was late 2022, which would have been about now. And then February 2023. And things are running behind. The building looks good from the outside. But when they did a walkthrough, there is still lots to do, said Shasta Superior Court Executive Officer Melissa Fowler Bradley. Now it looks like the courthouse will open this summer. They're looking at July 31st. Yeah, that's as firm as they can get right now. Now, Block 7, which is right behind us, and one that you're interested in, Shannon Phillips of McConnell Foundation, who I thought was going to be here today, so I may have screwed up the days. Both the North Tower and the 78 affordable apartments that are part of Block 7 could be open in the first quarter of 2023. By the end of March, our apartment units should be filled up. They make up a Z-shaped configuration of three connecting buildings in Block 7. Shasta College's Leadership Center will be the anchor tenant in the North Tower, and the college will occupy four floors in the five-story tower. And then the Heydrich & Company revealed plans to put a rooftop bar on the North Tower. Chris Heydrich, usually, who is just a fine young man of Heydrich & Company, they pretty much know what they're doing over there. Tower's ground floor will have two tenants. One of them's going to be like a restaurant, and then you can get an elevator, take you up to the top, so you can have drinks, soda pop, and look at Mount Lassen and Mount Shasta. Now, the last one is, of course, the Bell Plaza at the corner of California and Shasta Streets. It used to be the, you know, that blue building there, the Bell Building or something, that has been rumored to have been a brothel at one time. That's going to open up next month. and be finished by the second quarter of 2023. They're looking for an April move-in, and Shasta Living Streets will operate the bike depot. It's going to be like electric bikes and places for bikes to be rented and all that. And then Pipeline, which is a restaurant out of Mount Shasta, is going to open up the restaurant in this coming summer. The last thing, well, it's not downtown, but it's the that new retirement community up at Hilltop Springs. So, a lot of building going on.
It's exciting.
It is. Now, the affordable housing, I've just found out that one of our employees that lived in one of those, as she has made more money, she's priced herself right out of that and had to find another place to live, which she has.
Yeah.
But they take this pretty seriously. So, and I volunteered to not pay her 3 days a week,
mm-hmm.
if that would help. And she said how much she appreciated that. You know, she comes in, she works, I just don't pay her. If that helps. And she said no. But she thanked me for caring about, you know, about herself. But affordable housing is cool. It's a good idea because it takes young people and older people who have jobs, but they don't make enough money to pay, you know, $1,500 a month for rent, or they can't afford to buy a house. And what this does, it allows them to start building up that nest egg so then they can progress out of that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way you look at it?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we really need here, what we really need in Reading is a concentrated effort to build working families housing. The 3-2.
Yeah.
The, you know, 1,500 square feet, 1,400 square feet with a garage,
mm-hmm.
that people can move in with their families. And, you know, you've got parents working that can afford to buy these houses. And the cost of building a house is so much, all the regulations, the cost of materials and everything, it's almost impossible to do that. I'm hoping that Jamian and his cement houses at some point, you know, once they start building and they get into it and they learn all the nuances of it, that it can drop the price.
Yep.
30% or 40%, just, you know, for the outside construction and even the rooms inside. Everything still has to be finished, but wouldn't that be great if they could drop the price of a house 35% using the cement?
When do they start building?
Well, they're building right now.
Are they really?
And they've built a few already, and we're getting ready to have Don on to talk about what he sees as the future for these cement houses. I mean,
yeah.
it's a computer and one or two guys out there laying, just, it lays a strip of concrete and it just keeps laying the concrete.
It's crazy.
In these strips. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, again, now you've got automated home building. And, you know, it seems to me that they would be pretty fire resistant. You know, you put a tile roof on it and, you know, what's going to burn that?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't say they're fireproof.
Resistant.
But you can really say they're fire resistant. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Tim and Logan give the greatest haircuts in Reading. I've never had a bad one there in all the years I've gone. They work by appointment, so I can make an appointment and walk in, get my haircut, chit-chat with the guys, and then roll out. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold, too. Got it right on the window. You go in there. Nothing's changed. Now, one thing has changed in 15 years since I've been there. Maybe the scissors. Maybe they've bought new scissors. Who knows? But nothing else has changed. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back. You know that I'm proud and I can get the word down.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco needs and accessories are right there. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. I'm starting off the year with a little libation and sitting out in the backyard and thinking happy thoughts and smoking a good cigar. Yeah. Tobacco and Brew. Nick, you're calling again. You're supposed to be working, Nick.
Well, they invented a robot to take my place. It's called a hose. Hey,
hoe? Did you just say that on my show?
Yeah. Hose.
Hose. Okay, got it.
More than one. Hey, I had a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, but going back to Title 42, when it was invented July 1st, 1944, now that you reflect on it, they didn't have vaccines there, and you had to worry about polio and diphtheria and all kinds of things. So
that's true.
That was why that was created. And probably the reason it hasn't been used is because there really hasn't been, you know, major health scares till COVID came along.
No, you're probably right.
Probably. Everybody gets lucky once in a while.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what, and the year's just about up, and you've got your one time you were right.
I know, I was due. Hey, you know, I was looking on the chat room here, and Sengold is talking about new furniture in the courthouse. And I called your show, oh, probably about 16, 18 months ago when a Big Cheese was on there, and I forget who it was. It might have been Larry Lease. And I asked them if we were going to be buying new computers, new furniture, and everything for that courthouse. And he said, no, they were going to use what they had. I think it'll be interesting to look and see if that is the case, because you're talking millions of dollars. I remember when the Social Security moved into a new building down in Park Marina from Larkspur, and they got new everything. And it cost us a fortune.
Well, it's true. You know, anytime you look at, you know, look at putting new computers, and then you have to all the costs that go associated with that, new printers, the you know, linking them all together. Part of that should be internal, though, from your own IT experts. But then desk. I don't know why they couldn't use, if the desks are, you know, are usable, why they couldn't still use the desk and save money. But that's not the way the government thinks, is it? It's the way I think. We went out and found desk. That
well,
were
that's
usable.
Absolutely right, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to work for a place called Sharon's Office Supply, and I got to know the guy that owned it pretty well. And he had an office chair in there. This is 15 years ago. That was about $450. And I said, "Who are you going to sell that to?" And he said, "Oh, I sell them all day long to government employees. They tell them just come in and get what they want. They always get the most expensive one." That's exactly what he told me.
No, I believe it. No, I believe it. No, no. Yeah, you need a new chair. Go find one, and we'll buy it for you.
That's right. Oh, that's wow. Right. That's why we get so frustrated with the government expenditures.
Well, you know, nanny state. You got to, you know, you collect all this money. You got to spend it some way. And part of it is telling us what to do, what to think, what to eat.
Well, we've
how
got
the act.
Department of Homeland Security and their disinformation board they want to get going. We're going to censor whatever's on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
And those kind
well,
of
well, that
places.
Got shot down, though. You know, when things hit the light, see, the ones you have to worry about, they're the ones that are, like, below the surface that you put in.
Oh, that's right. But just because it got shut down doesn't mean they'll bring it back up. I've made the prediction that Michelle Obama is going to be our next president, and they'll push it through then.
Okay, Nick, thank you.
Well, I wasn't done.
Happy New Year.
Are you tired of me already?
I would never.
Nice.
Hey, Nick, I would never get tired of you.
I hope you have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Bye. Hey, one of the great mysteries. How much time do I have left here? Oh, good. One of the great mysteries that's been puzzling lawmakers is the fact that the American force American labor force is still missing. More than 3 million workers that were employed before COVID struck and could be working today. This group slants strongly toward young males, deflating the idea that a lot of older people who lost their jobs during the shutdowns simply decided to retire early. The labor force participation rate remains 1.3% lower than before the pandemic. And there are roughly 6 million jobs still unfilled across the country. Now, why do you think this is, Liam? You're very bright.
I don't know.
Well,
I really don't
one
know.
Of the reasons is that in 14 states, unemployment benefits and ACA subsidies for a family of four with two people not working amounts to an annualized equivalent of $80,000 a year
wow.
in wages and benefits. The amount of money a family requires to get by, you know, of course, varies,
mm-hmm.
you know, state by state. But an annual income of $80,000 will allow a family of four to make ends meet in many areas. 14 states are doling out that much. In three states, Washington, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, these benefits add up to more than $100,000 a year. The median household incomes in Washington is $82,000. In both New Jersey and Massachusetts, it's $89,000. And in most rural states like Arkansas, the combined benefits may be only $80,000, but the median income there for houses is $52,000.
Wow.
Well, we've been saying this. As long as they keep pushing money out there, people are not going to work, and inflation keeps getting higher and higher and higher. I did not know that there were that many states that paid that much money. So they have a choice of going back to the full-time jobs or staying home and playing Call of Duty while bringing in up to $20,000 more a year than they would have if they worked.
I mean,
how many of your friends? You're different. You and your friends are different. I've met your friends, and even though they're young, these guys are hard workers.
My friends are hard workers. Some of them have full-time jobs, and they've still slept in their cars because they can't afford housing.
I didn't know that.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's just, that's kind of the reality of being a young person right now working is nothing is affordable. And,
you know, when my father came back from the war, here we go. World War II. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
After World War II, you know, everybody, you know, our industry just exploded, of course. Yeah. Just, you know, manufacturing, jobs just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Women were working for the first time in large numbers. And when they came back from the war, Congress gave them the GI Bill and the VA loan to buy a house. You could get a VA loan, no money down, for families to buy a house. And that got so many people into homes.
Yeah.
And then you had the GI Bill for them to go to school, trade schools, universities, and all that. So in the 50s, you had this explosion of people that owned homes.
Yeah.
Nice homes. You know, the starter homes. And then we built this country out of that greatest generation. And here we are in 2022, and we got kids and young people that work their butts off. And they are barely scrimping by because they can't, you know, the house that they have is half of their income. Half of their income. It should never be more than a third.
It's, you're supposed to, I think, like, if you're, like, doing it right, it's supposed to be, like, 40% of your income goes to housing.
Well, I thought it was, like, third, but okay.
Or something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I haven't seen someone paying any less than, like, 80%. 90% of income.
Of your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could say, well, there's people out there making, you know, $150,000 a year. And there are people making $150,000 a year. But most aren't.
Yeah.
You look at the median income around here in Reading, and I think it's something like $56,000.
Yeah.
Maybe 58.
I mean, I would agree that unemployment benefits shouldn't be high, but I mean, there's a bigger issue at hand that's not being solved, and I mean, people aren't going to work and work their butt off forever to not be able to survive,
not to have anything,
without like a civil war or some kind of. I mean, like, I like
no, Andrew, you know, there's got to be an upheaval.
There's
and
going
it's got to be your generation and the one right in front of you that should say, I should not have to be working my butt off, and my wife, and we can't have another kid, even though we want to, and I'm not getting anything out of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't afford to buy a house. We're renting a place that I wouldn't live in.
Yeah.
It's the only one that we can get. No, there has got to be an upheaval. And I tell you where it starts, the ballot boxes.
It does.
It starts right there. You need to take a look, not at a D or an R anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be trusted. To be, you know, I mean, at one time, Democrats were a lot of the Democrats were a middle-of-the-road conservative group.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans, same way.
Yeah.
And they used to deal with each other and work on what's best for our country, not what's best for our party.
Yeah, not what's best for my career.
Yeah, you know what? I've got probably less time in front of me than behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I just say that. Probably, because you never can tell what happens.
Yeah.
My kids are fine. I'm very proud of them. I think their kids are going to be okay, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no faith in the future that my granddaughter and my grandson are going to be able to live as well as their parents.
Yeah.
my kids are living as well as I do. And I am extremely proud of them. They work so hard. But what about if there just isn't that opportunity in the future? That's the scary part. And that's where you all have to lean into this pretty hard.
I know.
And not make it a giveaway. You can't just give it away. Because there's not enough money in the system to give it away for everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not lecturing you because I know how you feel, but this is something that people need to get into their heads.
Yeah, there's something like $2 trillion in assets tied up in the boomer generation, like right now currently.
How much?
Like $2 trillion worth of assets.
I believe that.
So I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah, in the boomer generation. That's me.
That's you?
Yeah. I don't know how much of that trillion I have. It's not much. Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit windriver.com and find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said,
35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 28th of December. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9. It's 43 degrees out there. This week's going to be kind of rainy and colder, even though it looks nice right now. But it's going to roll in here in the next day or two. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Backcountry Horsemen of California is having their annual dinner and fundraiser January the 14th, fully catered by the Sons and Daughters of Italy. It's going to be at their lodge at 4850 Cedars Road. Social hour, great dinner, raffle, silent auction, live auction, private tax sale. So you can pick up some tack there. It's only $35 per person. Full dinner and dessert and, cowboy poetry is gonna happen. And this is the group of people that are ones that keep the trails open on the Pacific Crest Trail if you're a hiker. They go out to all the local trails, Shasta Trinity, and they're also the ones that deliver the fish up to, all these lakes. They work with the Fish and Game Department, Fish and Wildlife, Fish and Game, and they deliver thousands of hatchlings up there. And for more information, give Larry a call at 530-526-0590, or just check my Facebook page and look for it, or the Shasta Trinity unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. Okay, now, average... We just talked about things that are happening here. That the U.S. life expectancy has dropped over the last 2 years. It marks a dramatic reversal from the steady growth in expected longevity of U.S. citizens for the past 2 decades. In fact, it has hit a 25-year low, according to data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. It now stands at 70, and said, for people born in U.S. during 2021, stands at 76.4 years, the lowest on record since 1996. For those born in 2019, it was 78.8 years. So this is a 2.4-year drop for those people being born right now. Why? Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
COVID is one of it.
Really?
Yeah. However...
I feel like food, like our diets, is probably like a big factor.
Overdoses.
Wow.
Yes, up 14% nationally. They have risen fivefold over the past 2 decades. In 2021, 107,000 overdoses deaths occurred. It rose, you know, and it's the fentanyl, as synthetic opioids, help me out here,
mm-hmm.
opioids, like fentanyl, continue to displace good drugs like heroin. I mean, have we... So they're using, but they're using heroin cut with fentanyl.
It's crazy.
Or meth cut with fentanyl. Or just fentanyl.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Well, the birth rate's been dropping, like, dramatically, too.
Yeah. Drug overdose deaths have risen fivefold, and by age, overdose death rates are highest for adults 35 to 44 at 62 deaths per 100,000, followed by 45 to 54 range and 25 to 34. I mean, they're not like 16 to 20. These are people that are older. Well, the only good thing was, well, that's not good. I read that wrong. Drug overdose deaths were higher in 2021 than in 2020. Okay. Now, I don't mean to be negative here, but I think what you just said, diet, exercise.
Yeah.
Were you sitting here when Dr. Khan was here?
I was.
And you heard what he said?
Yeah.
That if you just walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer.
That's crazy.
Walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer than if you don't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then the diet, that one, it's the Mediterranean diet. He said, for your body only ages 9 months out of 12.
Crazy.
Slows down the aging process in your body by the Mediterranean diet. So, you know, and that adds up. If at your age, that adds up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, to the 19-year-old, 20-year-olds, 21, 22-year-olds, do they pay attention to that?
Yeah.
More so?
Yes.
I think more so than they did when it was my age.
I mean, yes and no.
Well, part of it is money.
I mean, yeah, part of it's money, but I also, you're young. You don't. I mean.
Yeah, you don't die.
I'm invincible, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. No, it is true, because when you're young.
You don't have the perspective.
You don't think about it.
No.
I never thought I'd live past 25.
Yeah.
There were sometimes I didn't think it was going to be another second, but I didn't think I was going to live to to as old as I am now. You know the old saying: if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. It's true, though. It's true. Okay, I don't know the different things that are happening in our world. Like I said. That we, at the end of this year, need to really take a look at where we're going in our country and in our own personal lives. The idea that we can continue to go on abusing our bodies, that we think, you know, we're being sold I'm not going to say a pack of lies. We're being sold a one-sided outlook on environment, like electric cars. If we all get electric cars, it's going to cure the environment. No, it's not. You look at what it takes to make an electric car, and then you realize that, you know, they've got some of the people that are mining this stuff. It's like slavery over in Africa. And if you ever see pictures of it, it's unbelievable what they're doing on this, that we can't, because of fears that has been foisted on us for decades about nuclear energy. We've got to get past that. Farmers. I'm reading a book by the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. And it just came out here in the last 6 months, talking about farmers and the reason that we have to have diversity in our agriculture. Can you imagine if our agriculture went the way of the chip industry, where all the chips were being made in China and then South Korea, and then there's a shortage? Can you imagine if there's a shortage of lettuce or milk because we haven't kept our agricultural community strong? And I'm not talking mega farms. No, I'm talking the small farmers and ranchers that produce a whole lot of our food, the vast majority of our food, and beef and milk, cotton, rice, all these things that we need to exist. If we somehow let it become a monopoly, or we start outsourcing it to Mexico, Venezuela, Morocco, places like this. And it's a good book, and it's about growing up on a ranch and a farm where everybody had to work, where your dad says to you when you're 13 years old, take the truck back to the farm. And it's a semi truck, and she's never driven one before. So she gets in there, and she starts it, and the one thing she didn't do, she got it in reverse, but the one thing she didn't do, she didn't check those side mirrors. So when she backed up the semi, she ran over her dad's new truck, and then drove out to where dad was so he could load the semi with the grain that they were gathering. And she jumps into the combine with him and says, "Dad, I accidentally ran over your new truck." And she said her dad looked at her, and he looked up, and he looked at her again, and he says, "Get the grain back to the facility."
Mm-hmm.
And so she drove that semi, 13, down the road.
Wow.
All the way back in. She said, I didn't have to shift gears. She said, I drove it back and pulled it in and parked it. And she says, I realized then I could do anything. Mm. It's really interesting. It's cool. It's a decent book. It really is. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Trish Clark will be with me tomorrow. We'll be in here discussing who knows what. Have a wonderful day. Be safe. Be careful. And God bless America.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.